afternoon or any time at night, high 78. Maybe there's a shower first thing Saturday, but overall clouds giving way to sunshine, high 67 inland, 72 lakeside, and way down in the low 50s on Saturday night, back to the low 70s on Sunday. It's quite a change. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJM.
Muchas gracias, EA. Right now in Kenosha, it's cloudy 73, 70 in clouds in Burlington, 78 in cloudy at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, 74 in cloudy at Magnum.media's international headquarters in Racine at WRJM. The winds are out of the southwest at 13 miles an hour. The dew point is at 70 degrees. The relative humidity is at 87%, and the barometric pressure is?
Rising.
Oh, come on, dude. You can do better than that.
Rising.
Thank you. 29.87. It is 10 minutes after 10 o'clock on your Throwback Thursday. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, in the studio with Mr. Racine, Mark Eichhorst, my tag team partner on these community conversations on Tuesdays and Thursdays. How interesting a guy is John Cabranes?
Very interesting. Very opinionated. Yep. Enjoyed his insight.
You know, we do this show with him and his associates on Friday.
I've listened.
And, when you are focusing strictly on one topic every week, you think, you know, it might be a little bit stale, but he always makes it interesting. And as I always promise, it ain't going to be boring.
I've got a quick question for you.
I have a quick answer for you.
If Mr. Johnson does not make it to the debates,
yes,
and that will lessen his chances of victory. But he will still get
votes. Well, he won't win.
Yeah, he will still
get votes. He probably won't win anyway. But
right, but he will still get votes. Will those votes increase the chance of a Trump victory?
The answer, Mark, to your yes or no question is yes, because Gary Johnson is pulling more from Hillary Rodham Clinton than he is from Donald J. Trump.
Why do you think that is?
Because the libertarian position on a lot of issues that are near and dear to Democrats, like equal rights for gay and lesbian people, abortion rights for women, legalized marijuana, are libertarian positions. And there are also a lot of now Republicans considering voting for Hillary. Well, if a former Republican governor, Gary Johnson, gets into the mix, then those Republicans who might be voting for Grandma Hill and those Democrats that are not happy with Hillary to begin with would be more likely to vote for Gary Johnson. So two days ago, I painted a scenario to him where neither Trump nor Hillary, obviously, or Gary Johnson, would get to the necessary 270 electoral votes, which would throw it into the House of Representatives. I assumed that anybody could be nominated by the House at that point, but that's not true. It's the top three vote getters,
right,
and they would vote from that point. And this is interesting, that each state delegation just gets one vote. So, for example, in Wisconsin, we've got 8 congressional delegates. There's 5 Republicans, 3 Democrats. That one vote would probably go to Donald J. Trump.
So there would be 50-some votes.
There would be 50 votes.
Yeah, determining who's president. Interesting.
It ain't going to be boring, nor is our conversation with the volunteer coordinator from the Racine Art Museum and Rams Wustom Museum. Please welcome to our microphones Ms. Michelle Ortwein. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Probably should turn your microphone up. That's always a good idea.
I'll say it again. Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had. So tell us about what is going on currently at the Racine Art Museum. First of all, it's just cool that we have an art museum in Racine.
Very cool.
But what's your focus right now?
So the art museum, our art museum, is its main focus, of course, is contemporary American crafts. So these are people, many of these artists are still living. Crafts, by that we mean fine art crafts. So these are done to high standards. They have provocative information to share. But we allow certain craft mediums that other art museums may not. In other words, we are not, we would allow something like polymer, which is a new medium a lot of new artists are working in.
What is polymer?
It's a synthesized kind of, it's a non-organic clay. So it's usually some sort of plastic component to it. We allow, for instance, 3D printing, very new medium. Lots of artists are starting to work in. That is often created in some kind of plastic polymer substrate. So that's new. That's considered craft mediums. So you can do more than the fine art acrylic or oil painting, more than porcelain sculpture. It's a little bit more open, but we expect it to be to the fine art standard.
You seem like a very artsy fartsy person. Would that be an accurate assumption?
Yes. So, we are interested in the arts.
How did you get involved?
I joined just a few years ago as the volunteer coordinator. I had also worked at the volunteer center at the same time, so you can tell I have a volunteer focus.
Where are you from originally?
Well, I grew up in Racine until I was about 18. Then I went away for about 10 or 12 years, and then I came back.
Where'd you go?
I went to London. I worked at the BBC. I had a study abroad
the
program.
The BBC. Ooh, very haughty-taughty.
Yeah. I know. I was very
lucky.
This
is the BBC.
I loved it. That was the best job I ever had. And then I had...
How did you end up in London?
Well, I had a year before that, I had been an exchange student in Northern Ireland in Belfast. And I came back. I finished my degree. I had met somebody when I was living there. He went to London, so I thought, I'll just...
Were you in Belfast when all the stuff was going on?
Just a year after the hunger strikes.
Wow. Yeah. That was not a safe place to be at that point.
No. I think we were a little bit naive over here as to... But the exchange program I went through was through Georgetown University. So I had... It was new in those days. The type of exchange programs that occur now are not maybe so open or... You know, it's a little bit different.
But the fact that Northern Ireland was able to come to an accord, a peaceful settlement after all that those years of violence, it really gives us great hope that almost anything's possible. Because that seemed so intangible at the time.
It was definitely, and it's not completely over because of the way that each generation has its new challenges. And I do think that they are focusing more on safety and making the next generation safer and more capable of being successful.
She is Michelle Ortwine. She's the volunteer coordinator at the Racine Art Museum and Rams Wustom Museum. And they're looking for some new volunteers.
We are. We're going to recruit for docents coming up in a couple of weeks.
What's a docent?
A docent are the people who lead the tours. So we want to get more tours coming to Racine in general, but our art museum in particular.
Why do they call them docents?
It's a museum terminology. It's Latin. It goes back to people who educate. So they're a little bit more than just walking you through the building. They're giving you information.
See, we learn something every day, Mark.
Absolutely.
Had you ever heard of that term?
Yeah, only because I had done some more interviews about the museum before, but I didn't know about it before I had gotten involved with the museum.
Yeah,
that's so
right.
Cool. So how does somebody, if they want to do a docent, how do they do that?
So we're starting training, and the training will probably be every year, probably starting the fall of every year. And this is our first attempt to do it in the evening. We're having evening classes so that we can get people who work part-time or students, or, of course, retired people are some of our favorites because they have more time to run some of the tours. So they should contact me, my contact information. You can go to our website, ramart.org, and then click on Get Involved, and you'll find me there. Or you can call me at 262-619-3536. I work there part-time, but I will get your message. My email would be mortwein@ramart.org. So.
And that number again to get in touch with Michelle Ortwine is 619-3536.
Correct.
Well, you're so fascinating.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And thank you for coming in and sharing.
Yeah, so the docent training starts September 20th. I just want to get that out there because it's coming up real quick if people want to get started.
She's just, you said she's so fascinating, and it really is. She's a good representative of both what our Racine Art Museum and our Wustom Museum are all about.
Well, thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
We're going to continue the community conversation. On the other side of some ELO, they're singing about a living thing on RJN.